And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 4th of October, 2016. It was on this date, 1535, the first complete modern English translation of the Bible was printed, the Coverdale Bible, compiled, printed by Miles Coverdale, English priest living on the continent at the time. He would later go on to become Bishop of Exeter. 1883, on this date, the first formal run of the Orient Express. It ran from Paris to Constantinople, was comprised of sleeper cars, Pullman cars, with paneled interiors, leather armchairs, silk sheets, wool blankets. The original train stopped serving Istanbul in 1977, finally ceased operation in 2009, but there still is a train called the Orient Express, which runs from London to a variety of destinations in Europe and uses the restored original cars. It's the birthday of Damon Runyon, born Manhattan, Kansas, 1884. Author of stories about New York lowlife, part New York street slang, part vernacular that he invented himself. It's the birthday of Buster Keaton, born Joseph Frank Keaton, Piqua, Kansas, 1895, to a family of vaudevillians. Parents added him to the act when he was just 3 years old, and he quickly learned that the more serious the expression on his face, the harder the audience would laugh. Made a number of silent film masterpieces in the 20s, The Navigator, The General, The Cameraman. Went through some hard times due to marital troubles, heavy drinking, creative problems at the studio. Was still working in the 1960s and still doing most of his own stunts, almost right up until he died in 1966. It's the birthday of Brendan Gill, born 1914, Hartford, Connecticut, graduated from Yale, and went off to join the staff of The New Yorker in that same year, 1936. Wrote 15 books, biographies, social histories, some fiction, criticism, poetry, and was a devoted supporter of architectural preservation. Here's a poem by William Butler Yeats, The Wild Swans at Cool. The trees are in their autumn beauty, the woodland paths are dry. Under the October twilight, the water mirrors a still sky. Upon the brimming water, among the stones, are 59 swans. The 19th autumn has come upon me since I first made my count. I saw, before I had well finished, all suddenly mount and scatter, wheeling in great broken rings upon their clamorous wings. I have looked upon those brilliant creatures, and now my heart is sore. All's changed since I, hearing at twilight the first time on this shore, the bell beat of their wings above my head, trod with a lighter tread. Unwearied still, lover by lover, they paddle in the cold, companionable streams or climb the air. Their hearts have not grown old. Passion or conquest, wander where they will, attend upon them still. But now they drift on the still water, mysterious, beautiful. Among what rushes will they build, by what lake's edge or pool delight men's eyes, when I awake some day to find they have flown away. The Wild Swans at Cool by William Butler Yeats. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.